The case involves overtime policy and pay for social workers. Back in 2006, one caseworker in the state agency's Walla Walla office complained to the Federal Department of Labor that she was not being paid overtime despite having to work between 45 and 65 hours a week. The Department of Social and Health Services told employees they were not entitled to overtime pay except in emergencies and that they must take flex time off to compensate. But the caseworker scoffed at that, telling federal wage and hour officials her caseload was simply too big to take flex time. So the U.S. Secretary of Labor got involved, and when he filed suit against the state agency for allegedly violating the Fair Labor Standard Law, he unleashed a flood tide of similar complaints. After he sued the state agency, more than 350 other DHS caseworkers jumped in to tell their stories of being denied overtime. Earlier this year, managers of the state agency demanded to have the identities of the complaining workers, but Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez refused. When a lower court ordered him to reveal the names, he quickly asked the appeals court to overturn the order. The appeals judges rule that concealing informants' identities is a particularly effective means of preventing retaliation by employers. As they put it, quoting here, "The pressures which an employer may bring to bear on an employee are difficult to detect and even harder to correct." The lower court judge in Tacoma thus has been ordered to keep the names of the informants secret. If the state agency is eventually obliged to pay overtime retroactively, it could cost the state millions of dollars. I'm Tom Bacon.